Welcome to the Outspoken Offender Podcast. I'm a filmmaker, podcaster, dog dad, and of course an advocate. I encourage people forced to register and their family members to move beyond stereotypes and social ostracism. Welcome to the show. How are you today? I'm the Outspoken Offender. How was your 4th of July? I hope you had a good time. I only saw a few fireworks from the distance from my house and definitely heard them. But that was pretty much it. That was my day. That was my 4th of July. Today, I am talking about loneliness and the sex offense registry. I was just literally sitting in my chair upstairs, and I'm sitting there thinking, how did I become so lonely? I mean, really? I mean, yeah, I'm the outspoken offender, and I'm talking about the sex offender registry, and I'm doing some public speaking, sure, but in my home time, in my time by myself, at my house, how did I become so lonely? I am just like anybody else. I might be like you. If you're on the registry, you might be lonely. You might be, have a lack of friends, and you don't do anything fun. And that's kind of how I feel. There's been some things in the past over the last couple of years that have created this scenario for me, at least, where I don't have a lot of friends. And it's maybe not all from the registry or being listed on the registry. It's just circumstances. So, for example, went through a divorce in 2017. That was extremely difficult. Then I moved up to the Pacific Northwest, was able to live with some people there at that time, and I enjoyed their company. And then I had a business that I was doing. I was out and about meeting some people, not good friends or anything like that, but just acquaintances and colleagues, but that's still better than nothing. So now I'm in a situation where I'm a single guy. I am on the sex offender registry. I work from home, and I have no family within 800 miles of me. You know, I did choose to move up to this area, but at the same time, due to the registry, I had a very hard time finding a house for rent. So this was basically the only rental home I could find in the entire state. So it wasn't my choice, but I had no other choice, if that makes sense. So here I am sitting in my chair a couple of hours ago, and I'm thinking back to some of the old friends that I used to have in high school and during my radio days in Idaho and my TV days, you know, all the people that I used to know before my arrest and my offense. You look back and you think, man, that was the good old days, right? And now, not so much. I'm not saying everything is bad. There are good things going on for me, and I hope the same thing for you. But the lack of friends and the loneliness can really hit you hard. And I want to discuss a few ways on how we can both deal with the loneliness. And I'm not going to give you tips like, oh, go meet somebody or, you know, get online and do a dating app. No. I want to talk about how to deal with it emotionally. Because all that stuff is easy. Easier said than done. Get on an app, meet somebody. Well, guess what? If you're on the registry, there's a lot of apps you can't even be on. And then you've got the fear of telling this man or woman about your past. My first tip or suggestion doesn't involve a human being. It involves a pet. I am a big advocate of, having dogs. I love dogs. I have Lucky. You've seen him probably on some of my videos on YouTube, and he's definitely saved my life. He has been through so many issues with me: the divorce, moving all over the place, having to be on the registry, and just, you know, he's been there for me because he's a dog, unconditional love. And research does say that pets, especially dogs, are a protective against loneliness. They soothe your soul, and they give you unconditional comfort. They don't care what you did in your past. They don't judge you. So if you're in a position to own a dog, you know, you make sure that you can do it financially. There's dog food and, you know, all that kind of stuff and vet bills. Make sure you have the means to do it. And then go for it. Go to a shelter. Adopt a dog. You will find that it will do wonders for your emotional health. Again, my dog Lucky, I talk to the guy, you know? I mean, it might sound crazy, but I talk to him sometimes, and he's just, I know he doesn't know what I'm talking about, but it helps me at least express some of the things that I'm going through or something on my mind. Another option for you is to explore your faith or your spirituality. Again, I'm not saying go to a church because, yeah, we know if you're on the registry, there are some issues there that could pop up. Do something from home. Read books on spiritual works and religions. Build your own personal relationship with your God or higher power within yourself. When I was incarcerated, I did read a lot about different faiths and religions. And yeah, that was a different situation back then, but I learned a lot. And did it beat loneliness? Well, not really, not during that time. But I can see how it can help you now. I am guessing that you're not incarcerated, of course, if you're listening to this. So it's an opportunity for you to, you know, protect against loneliness. And if you prefer, you can reach out to faith communities. That does involve an extra step on your end to get out and attend church or some spiritual center in your area. Not necessary, but it is an option for you. While on the topic of spirituality, how about meditation? Again, this can be done within your own space. Sure, you can, again, go to a spiritual center of some kind and do it, but you can do it from home. And being mindfulness teaches us that we are more than who we think we are. And that is actually a quote from Jeffrey Greeson. He's a doctor, an assistant professor at Duke University Medical Center. And developing a meditation practice can help you identify and release some of the thoughts that could be keeping you feeling lonely. It helps you identify the underlying issues on why you're struggling to meet others and beat this loneliness. Look, I get it. You know, there's that fear of meeting new people while on the sex offense registry because you're afraid of what they're going to say when they find out, if they find out. And I deal with that too. I'm just like you. Just because I'm the outspoken offender doesn't mean I don't go through the similar issues as you or perhaps a loved one that is on the registry or a loved one incarcerated for a sex offense. I struggle with this a lot. Part of me wants to meet others. I want to go out and go to a social event and actually meet friends, not acquaintances, not colleagues, not just people, oh, I know that person, real, true friends. But the other part is like, oh my gosh, if I meet all these people, I could face rejection. I could face rejection from those people if they were to find out about my criminal history. And that is something that you have to decide yourself if you want to pursue. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth taking that chance and to beat your loneliness and to attempt to meet people. Here's another idea. We are big today on social media. We are posting and tweeting and doing all this stuff. Well, that's all well and good. But to beat true loneliness, if you have the means, pick up the phone and talk to a family member or someone that you know. This is so much better and builds so much more connection than sending an instant message. People do best if more of their relationships happen face to face or at least over the phone. So try that next time. If you have a daughter, a son, or whoever it may be, a dad, mom, instead of sending a text or an instant message, pick up the phone. It's becoming such a rarity now that, oh, I'm going to actually call you. Oh, really? No, why don't you just text me? Forget that for now. And then if things aren't going well for you and you've tried different ideas and things are just not helping you with your loneliness, there is no shame in professional therapy if you do need that. At least it gives you someone to talk to and to tell them about your, you know, day-to-day life, the effects of the registry, how you feel isolated, how you can't meet friends, your situation with your wife or husband. These are opportunities. These are situations that you can discuss with a therapist. And you don't have to get into your crime. Don't talk about your crime per se, because you know you got to be careful there. There is the mandatory reporting laws and things like that. I won't go into that. But talk therapy can help you fight loneliness, and it can also beat depression. So look for a professional with maybe cognitive behavioral background. This is an approach that's been shown to help with depression and loneliness. So there are a few ideas that you can approach. I know everybody is different, and I know everybody is going through their own struggles from being on the sex offense registry. And even if you're not on the registry, let's say you were on the registry, or you have what I call a typical felony record, these things can still exist. These effects of having a felony in society or being a person forced to register can bring a lot of issues. And so I hope this podcast episode, this brief podcast episode, at least made you kind of think about some ideas on how you can approach and move through your loneliness. You know, doing this podcast actually helps myself because I am talking about these ideas and the loneliness, and I start to think of some ideas that can help me. Because, you know, at 47 years old, that is a tough age to basically restart your life. Am I ever going to have close friends like I did in high school? No, I don't expect that. But I do expect that at least I have a few friends that I can talk to, and everybody deserves that. And I think a lot of people underestimate the power of friendships. And I just hope that the sex offense registry being listed or having a felony record isn't stopping you from wanting to meet people. I'm the Outspoken Offender, and thank you so much for listening. Please share the podcast, and you can also join me on YouTube at The Outspoken Offender. Have a great day. Welcome to the Outspoken Offender podcast. I'm a filmmaker, podcaster, dog dad, and of course an advocate. I encourage people forced to register and their family members to move beyond stereotypes and social ostracism. Welcome to the show.